2. Your driving privilege. 1. Revocation, suspension, and cancellation. 2. The point system. 3. Driving while impaired. 4. Insurance laws. 5. Crashes, your responsibilities. 2.1. Revocation, suspension, and cancellation. Driving a motor vehicle in Florida is a privilege you earn. You cannot obtain a license in Florida under the following conditions. If your license is suspended or revoked in any state. If you are addicted to drugs or alcohol. If you cannot drive safely because of mental or physical problems. Deafness alone will not prevent a person from being issued a driver license. If you are under the legal age for licensing, 15 for learner's license, 16 for Class E. Every driver who obtains a license must drive safely to keep it. If you break the traffic laws or become an unsafe driver, your license can be taken away. It can be suspended, revoked, or canceled. Your license can be suspended if you make a fraudulent driver license application. Allow your license to be used for a purpose that is against the law. Are convicted in a traffic court and the court orders that your license be suspended. Refuse to take a test to show if you are driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Misuse a restricted license. Earn a certain number of points for traffic offenses on the point system. Break a traffic law and fail to pay your fine or appear in court as directed. Fail to pay child support. Fail to carry insurance on your vehicle. Fail to stop for a school bus. Use tobacco if you are underage. Retail theft. Your license must be revoked if you are found guilty of, or department records show, driving while under the influence of alcohol, drugs or other controlled substances. A felony in which a motor vehicle is used. Not stopping to give help when the vehicle you are driving is involved in a crash causing death or personal injury. Lying about the ownership or operation of motor vehicles. 3 cases of reckless driving within 1 year. Forfeiting bail and not going to court to avoid being convicted of reckless driving counts the same as a conviction. An immoral act in which a motor vehicle was used. 3 major offenses or 15 offenses for which you receive points within a 5-year period. A felony for drug possession. Vision worse than the standard minimum requirements. Racing on the highway. A court may also order that your license be revoked for certain other traffic offenses. Your license will be revoked for at least 3 years if you kill someone because of reckless driving. Cancellation. If your license was issued because of a mistake or fraud giving false information or identification, it will be canceled. 2.2. The point system. Point system violation. Points leaving the scene of an accident resulting in property damage of more than $50. 6 unlawful speed resulting in an accident. 6 reckless driving. 4 any moving violation resulting in an accident. 4 passing a stopped school bus. 4 driving during restricted hours. 3 unlawful speed. 16 mph or more over lawful or posted speed. 4 violation of a traffic control signal sign device. 4 unlawful speed. 15 mph or less over lawful or posted speed. Fines are doubled when infractions occur within a school zone or construction zone, with possible civil penalties up to $1,000 and can be required to complete driving school course. 3 All other moving violations including parking on a highway outside the limits of municipalities. 3 Violation of curfew. 3 Open container as an operator. 3 Child restraint violation. 3 The driver receives the same number of points listed if the conviction occurs out of state or in a federal court. Length of suspension not more than 12 points within a 12-month period. 30 days 18 points within an 18-month period. 3 months 24 points within a 36-month period. 1 year. In computing points and suspensions, the offense dates of all convictions are used. 3 points will be deducted from the driver record of any person whose driving privilege has been suspended only once under the point system and has been reinstated, if such person has complied with all other requirements. Note, serving a point suspension does not prohibit these convictions from being used to accumulate additional suspensions or revocations. Mandatory restriction for minors. Any driver under the age of 18 who accumulates 6 or more points within a 12-month period is automatically restricted for 1 year to driving for business purposes only. If additional points are accumulated, the restriction is extended for 90 days for every additional point received. Time restrictions. A licensed driver who is under the age of 17 may not operate a motor vehicle between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., unless accompanied by a driver who is 21 years of age or older and holds a valid driver license, or the operator is driving to or from work. A licensed driver who is 17 years of age may not operate a motor vehicle between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., unless accompanied by a driver who is 21 years of age or older and holds a valid driver license, or the operator is driving to and from work. Reinstatement and administrative hearings. If your driving privilege is suspended or revoked, you may be eligible to apply for a hardship license or reinstatement. For eligibility information, contact the local Bureau of Administrative Review's office, driver license office, or the Customer Service Center in Tallahassee. You can be charged with DUI if you are found to be driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcoholic beverages or controlled substances. Controlled substances include prescription drugs, depressants, stimulants, narcotics, hallucinogens, and inhalants. You will be administratively suspended if you have a breath or blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above or refuse to submit to a chemical test. The suspension requires a mandatory period without a license. If you wish to appeal the suspension, you must apply for a formal or informal review hearing at the appropriate Division of Driver Licenses or Bureau of Administrative Review's office within 10 days of your date of arrest. The suspension is in addition to any penalties directed by the court. Zero tolerance. Any driver under 21 years of age who is stopped by law enforcement and has a breath or blood alcohol level of 0.02 or higher will automatically have their driving privilege suspended for 6 months. Any driver under 21 with a breath or blood alcohol level of 0.05 or higher is required to attend a substance abuse course. An evaluation will be completed and parents or legal guardians will be notified of the results for all drivers under the age of 19. Any driver who has a breath or blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher can be convicted for driving under the influence DUI. If the driver refuses to take a test, their driving privilege is automatically suspended for 1 year. 2.3. Driving while impaired. Penalties for DUI, including previous DWI and DUBAL convictions. First conviction fine $250 minus $500 with BAL 0.08 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $500 or more than $1,000. Community service 50 hours probation, not more than 1 year imprisonment, not more than 6 months. With BAL 0.20 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not more than 9 months. License revocation minimum 180 days. DUI school 12 hours. DUI school requirement evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment. Ignition interlock device up to 6 months. Second offense conviction fined $500 minus $1,000 with BAL 0.08 or higher or minor in the vehicle, not less than $1,000 or more than $2,000 imprisonment, not more than 9 months. Second conviction within 5 years, 10 days in jail, 48 hours of confinement must be consecutive. License revocation minimum 180 days. Second offense within 5 years after first conviction. 5-year revocation. DUI school 21 hours. DUI school requirement evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment. Ignition interlock device minimum of 1 year. Third offense conviction fine $1,000 minus $2,500 with BAL 0.08 or higher or minor in the vehicle, Not less than $2,000 or more than $5,000 imprisonment, not more than 12 months. Third conviction within 10 years in jail, mandatory 30 days in jail. 48 hours must be consecutive license revocation, minimum 180 days. Third offense within 10 years after second conviction. 10-year revocation DUI school, 21 hours DUI school requirement, evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment, ignition interlock device, minimum of 2 years. Fourth or more conviction, fine not less than $1,000 imprisonment, not more than 5 years license revocation, permanent revocation, drinking and driving. If you drink alcohol, even a little, your chances of being in a crash is much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have been driving for many years. Young drivers are more affected by alcohol because their bodies are still in the growth process and their livers have not developed to the extent that they can efficiently process the alcohol in their bloodstream. Because drinking alcohol and then driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license and even jail sentences. A DUI conviction will remain on your driving record for 75 years. The dangers of drinking and driving. Alcohol reduces all of the important skills necessary to drive safely, such as judgment, reaction, vision and concentration. Alcohol is absorbed into the lining of the stomach and then passes directly into the bloodstream and reaches your brain within minutes after consumption. Alcohol affects those areas of your brain that control judgment and skill and is one reason why drinking alcohol is so dangerous. It affects your judgment. A person's judgment is the first thing affected after drinking an alcoholic beverage. Good judgment is important to driving, but in this case, judgment helps you to know when to stop drinking. Alcohol puts good judgment on hold. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it is too late. It is a little like a sunburn. By the time you feel it, it is already too late. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skills decrease. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds and the movement of other vehicles. You will also have trouble controlling your vehicle. If you drink, do not drive. The best advice is, if you drink alcohol, do not drive. Even one drink of alcohol can affect your driving. With two or more drinks in your bloodstream, you are impaired and could be arrested. It takes about an hour for your body to get rid of each drink. Time is the only thing that will sober you up. There are ways of dealing with social situations. Arrange to go with two or more persons and agree which one of you will not drink alcohol. You can rotate among the group being a designated driver. You can use public transportation or a cab, if available. Implied consent law. You will be asked to take a blood test, a urine test, or a breath test if an officer thinks that you are under the influence of alcohol or drugs while driving. By law, if you drive in Florida, you have agreed by signing your driver license to take these tests if asked. If you refuse to take the tests when asked, your license will automatically be suspended for 1 year. A second refusal will result in an 18-month suspension and is a second-degree misdemeanor. In DUI cases involving death or serious injury, you will be required to take the blood test without your consent. The blood must be drawn by a doctor, nurse or other health professional. If you are unconscious and cannot refuse the blood test, blood may be drawn. The results of the test may be used as evidence, even if you object after becoming conscious. Other drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect a person's ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol, or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and even many of the drugs you can buy without a prescription. drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever or other allergies or those to calm nerves can make a person drowsy and affect their driving. PEP pills, uppers and diet pills can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, and unable to concentrate and can affect his or her vision. Other prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you are driving, check the label before you take a drug for warnings about its effects. If you are not sure it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver but could cause serious health problems, even death. Illegal and some legal drugs may affect your ability to be a safe driver. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Emotions. Emotions can have an effect on driving safely. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry or depressed. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down or are upset about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some find listening to the radio helps. If you are impatient, give yourself extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you may not tend to speed or do other things that can get you a traffic ticket or cause a crash. Don't be impatient. Wait for a train to cross in front of you. Driving around lowered gates or trying to beat the train can be fatal. Other serious violations of the license law. You can be put in jail or made to pay a fine for the following offenses. Changing your license in any way. Any changes must be made by the department. Unlawful use of your license, including allowing your license to be used by another person. Making a fraudulent application for a driver license or identification card. Having more than one Florida driver license. Allowing an unlicensed person to use your car, or renting a motor vehicle to someone without a license. Giving false statements to an officer or in a courtroom. Knowingly giving false information in crash reports. Failing to make crash reports. 2.4. Insurance laws. Florida motor vehicle insurance laws. In Florida, there are two motor vehicle insurance laws. They are the financial responsibility law and the no-fault law. It is important that you understand these laws because if you do not have the proper insurance, you can lose your driver license and license plate S, and have to pay large fees to get them back. The financial responsibility law. The financial responsibility law requires owners and operators of motor vehicles to be financially responsible for damages and/or injuries they may cause to others when a motor vehicle crash happens. This law requires any person to have bodily injury liability insurance at the time of the following. 1. A crash where you are at fault and injuries have occurred. 2. A suspension for too many points against your driver license. 3. A citation for DUI, which results in a revocation. 4. A revocation for habitual traffic offender. 5. A revocation for any serious offense where this department is required to revoke your license. You must have the following minimum insurance coverage. $10,000 bodily injury liability BIL to one person. $20,000 bodily injury liability to two or more persons. $10,000 property damage liability PODL, or $30,000 combined single limits. If involved in any of the above violations and you do not have insurance to comply with the financial responsibility law, your driver license and/or license plates will be suspended for up to 3 years. You will have to pay a $15 reinstatement fee and show the department certified proof of full liability insurance on Form SR-22 for 3 years from the original suspension date to get your driving privilege back. In addition, if you are the driver or the owner of a vehicle which is in a crash that is your fault, this department can require you to pay for the damages before your driving privilege is reinstated. Under this law, to protect yourself and others, you should have liability insurance on any motor vehicle you own or drive, including motorcycles. The No-Fault Law. The Florida No-Fault Law requires owners of motor vehicles with four or more wheels, excluding taxis and limousines, that has been in the state for at least 90 days or non-consecutive days during the past 365 days to purchase a policy delivered or issued for delivery in this state. The minimum coverages are $10,000 of personal injury protection PIP, $10,000 of property damage liability PODL. You cannot buy a license plate and registration for a car or other four-wheel vehicle without having coverage issued in Florida. Once you have this insurance, any time you renew it, fail to renew it, cancel it, or the insurance company cancels, the insurance company must notify this department. The department will then notify you to provide proof of new coverage. If you fail to provide proof of insurance, your driver license and license plate S will be suspended for up to 3 years. You must maintain insurance coverage throughout the vehicle registration period, or you must surrender the license plate S to any driver license office. If your driver license and license plate S are suspended for not having insurance under the no-fault law, you will have to pay $150 and show proof of current insurance to get them back. For a second offense within 3 years, you will pay $250. For a third offense within 3 years, you will have to pay $500. Also, if your driver license and plate S have been under suspension for 30 days or more for a no-fault insurance violation, a police officer can seize your license plate immediately. Effective October 1, 2006, all taxicabs are required to maintain the following insurance to register a vehicle in Florida. Bodily injury liability per person, $125,000. Bodily injury liability per occurrence, $250,000. Property damage liability, $50,000, or combined single limit coverage, $300,000. General information. You will be issued a Florida insurance ID card from your insurance company. You must have this card ready to show to any law enforcement officer to prove that you have the required insurance. If not, you may receive a ticket for not having proof of insurance. If your driver license or license plate S are suspended for not obeying either of these laws, you cannot get a temporary license for any reason, not even for work purposes only. Any person who makes a false statement or commits forgery about their motor vehicle insurance can be guilty of a second-degree misdemeanor. The department will always provide you with an opportunity to prove insurance coverage or be heard before being suspended. How to comply? 1. By purchasing a motor vehicle insurance policy from a company licensed to do business in Florida. 2. By obtaining a financial responsibility certificate from the Bureau of Financial Responsibility after posting a satisfactory surety bond of a company licensed to do business in Florida. 3. By obtaining a financial responsibility certificate from the Bureau of Financial Responsibility by depositing cash or securities with the department. 4. By obtaining a self-insurance certificate from the Bureau of Financial Responsibility by providing satisfactory evidence of possessing a net unencumbered capital. Remember, automobile insurance is an important part of your driving privilege. Protect yourself and others by having and keeping the proper insurance coverage. 2.5. Crashes, your responsibilities. Traffic crashes, your responsibilities. 1. STOP. If you are in a crash while driving, you must stop. If anyone is hurt, you must get help. You must also be ready to give your name, address, and vehicle registration number, as well as show your driver license to others involved in the crash. 2. Report the crash. If the crash causes injury, death, or property damage, it must be reported. Call the local police, the Florida Highway Patrol, or the county sheriff's office. If the crash involves a charge of driving under the influence DUI or results in death, injury, or property damage to the extent a wrecker must tow a vehicle, the officer will fill out a report. If the crash is investigated by an officer, the driver need not make a written report. If property damage appears to be over $500 and no report is written by an officer, you must make a written report of the crash to the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles within 10 days. The officer will provide you with a copy of the form for your records. 3. Move your car if it is blocking traffic. If your car is blocking the flow of traffic, you must move it. If you cannot move it yourself, you must get help or call a tow truck. This is true any time your vehicle is blocking the flow of traffic, whether it has been involved in a crash or not. 4. Appear in court. If you are charged in a crash, you may have to go to court. The officer who comes to the scene of the crash will file charges against any driver who violated a traffic law. Anyone who is charged will have a chance to explain to the court what happened. The court will then decide what the penalty is. Anyone who is not charged with violating the law may have to come to court as a witness. If you are found at fault in a collision where anyone is injured and transported to a medical treatment facility, or it is your second collision in a 2-year period, you will be required by law to attend a traffic collision avoidance course. The traffic school that conducts this course can be found in the yellow pages of your local telephone book under driving instruction. A driver convicted of leaving the scene of a crash involving death or personal injury will have his or her license revoked. The driver is also subject to criminal penalties. Crash involving an unattended vehicle. If, while driving, you hit a vehicle with no one in it, or if you damage any object that belongs to someone else, you must tell the owner. Give the owner your name, address, and license plate number in person or in a note attached to the object that was hit. Report the crash immediately to the proper law enforcement agency. Littering. Drivers are responsible for any littering from their vehicles. Use ashtrays for cigarettes and litter bags for trash while riding in motor vehicles. Empty ashtrays and litter bags only into trash cans. Littering is a crime. People who throw trash on public streets and highways can be fined up to $500 or jailed up to 60 days. You can be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor and fined up to $1,000 if dumping more than 15 pounds of trash. The court may also require you to pick up litter along roadways. Road damage. It is against the law to damage the roads by driving on the rim of a flat tire or by any other means.